everybody, and welcome to Short Stories for Kids. This is the podcast where you can hear stories that come from your ideas. And we've had so many great ideas so far, so keep them coming in. You just have to send them in the review section on Apple and iTunes, and we will get to work making your story. So today's story is from a little girl called Alice. And Alice wanted a story about animals. So we have come up with this for you, Alice, and we hope you enjoy it. So sit back and enjoy. Tomorrow was Alice's mom's birthday. Naturally, Alice wanted to get her a special little gift just for her. Climbing onto her bed, Alice reached up to a shelf of cuddly toys and pulled down her piggy bank. A little rattle told her that there were a few coins in there. She left the bedroom with the piggy bank on the shelf, the coins jangling in her pocket, and a big smile on her face. She was going shopping. Alice hadn't been shopping on her own before. This was all very new and exciting for her. The town where she lived wasn't very large, but there were lots of stores, many of which she'd never set foot inside. Alice wandered around the town square, staring into store windows in the hope she would spot something for her mom that she would like. There were candle makers making sweet-smelling, colorful candles of all shapes and sizes. Next door to this was a store selling new and used books. This was tempting. Her mom loved to read. The next store along sold homemade pottery, and the window was full of bowls and jugs and cups. Thought Alice. There was so much to choose from. This was going to be harder than she thought. The next store wasn't connected to the pottery cellar. There was a gap between the two buildings large enough to drive a car down. Although a lamppost opposite the entrance to this gap would have prevented anyone from doing that. The floor of this narrow alley was paved with cobblestones, something Alice had only ever seen in photos and drawings. Looking up, she could see a dirty sign high on the wall. It said, Animal Valley. I wonder what's down there, said Alice out loud. She could see some buildings at the end, standing just behind the shops she had just walked past. Just a quick look, she said. The cobblestones were strange to walk on after the smooth paving she was used to, and they led down to a circular courtyard. In the center was a small tree with a bench going all the way around the trunk of the tree. Eight little stores ran around the outer edge of the courtyard, although only the two right in front of her appeared to be occupied. There was a florist that sold flowers, and there was a baker. Do you know what a baker is? It sells lots of yummy bread. There was nothing terribly unusual about any of this until she saw the door of the florist open. A large gorilla wearing an apron stepped out, cradling a bunch of tulips in her arms. As Alice watched, the gorilla carefully arranged the tulips amongst the display in front of her window. Seeing a gorilla with flowers was not something Alice tended to look at every day, so she was rather confused as to what to do next. She used the trunk of the tree to keep herself partly hidden as she watched. Suddenly, the door to the baker's banged open, and a jolly crocodile danced out with a tray of cupcakes, singing tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la as he went. The tray was set down on the table before his window. As Alice watched, the gorilla and the crocodile's eyes met. As they met, they both made a hrrp sound and turned their heads away. It looked to Alice as if they were ignoring each other. Alice looked at the flowers and the cupcakes and thought that either of them would make a lovely gift for her mom. So feeling brave, she stepped around the tree. The gorilla and the crocodile both jumped in surprise.
A customer, they both said at once.
Now, wait a minute, snapped the crocodile. I saw her first.
You most certainly did not, said the gorilla. I did.
Oh, no, you didn't, you bumbling great baboon, said the crocodile.
How dare you, said the wide-eyed gorilla, clutching at her apron. You long-nosed swamp stinker.
Outrageous, shouted the crocodile. Well, I may stink, but not as bad as the pong from your flowers.
Disgraceful, bellowed the gorilla. At least my flowers are fresh, unlike your stale old cakes.
Excuse me, said Alice politely. Please don't argue. I just want to buy a gift for my mom.
The crocodile and the gorilla both looked ashamed.
Oh my, said the gorilla. I'm awfully sorry. That was a dreadful way to behave.
Indeed, agreed the crocodile. But please forgive us. You see, we don't get many customers down our alley.
None, in fact, added the gorilla.
You see, all of these stores were run by animals like us, and the people of the town would buy from us and sit under the tree, and, well, they just sort of stopped coming, the crocodile baker explained.
Yes, that's right. They forgot all about us, said the gorilla with a sniff.
The other stores closed. Now there is just two of us left.
The crocodile wiped a tear from his eye. Alice felt sorry for the two store owners.
Well, I'd like to buy something, if I may.
She rummaged around in her pocket and pulled out her few coins. The crocodile and the gorilla looked at her outstretched palm.
Aw, dear little girl, said the gorilla.
I'm afraid that's not very much money, said the crocodile. Not even enough for a cupcake.
Oh,
said Alice disappointedly. She sank down on the bench beneath the tree.
Oh, well, I guess I'll just have to draw my mom a picture or something.
A picture would be nice, said the gorilla, trying to be helpful. Then Alice had an idea.
Maybe I could draw you guys a picture, suggested Alice. More a poster to go at the end of the alley to show the people of the town that you're down here. Would that help?
Oh, well, that's a lovely idea, said the crocodile.
Oh, I've got some paint, hooted the gorilla as she clapped her hands.
Ah, and I think I've got something you can paint on.
Alice was soon at work, sprawled out beneath the shade of the tree, creating her colorful poster. She even drew the gorilla in her apron, holding a big flower, and the crocodile holding a donut.
Oh, perfect, 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 agreed the two animals when Alice was done.
Alice carried the poster to the end of the alley and tied it to the lamppost. She also took a long-handled broom with her to reach up and clean off the dirty sign high up on the wall. Almost immediately, people began to notice the poster. Alice watched person after person stop and then notice the alley as if for the first time. Soon, there was a steady stream of people coming and going across the cobbles. Alice returned to the spot under the tree and watched people buying roses and daisies and lilies and sunflowers. They bought rolls and muffins and cakes and bear claws and pies. It was a tremendous success. Alice stayed into the afternoon until the alley eventually felt quiet.
"My goodness gracious," said the gorilla. "Why, I've sold every single flower."
"Amazing," said the crocodile. "I've not got a baked product left in the shop."
"Oh, I'm so happy for you," grinned Alice. "But I really must get going. I need to draw my mom a picture."
"Oh, wait a minute," said the gorilla. As she popped back into her store, she returned with a pretty bouquet of flowers. "These are for you, to give to your mom. I saved them."
"Wow, thank you," said a wide-eyed Alice.
"And there's this," said the crocodile.
He was carrying a pink cake box with a delicious-looking white chocolate cake inside.
"To make her feel extra special."
Alice, though, suddenly looked worried.
"But I don't have enough money."
"Oh, don't you worry about that," said the gorilla. "You helped us."
"So we're helping you," added the crocodile.
"Oh, thank you," said Alice with delight as she got up to leave. "This is perfect."
"Come back and see us again," called the gorilla. And that's just what Alice and the people of the town did, day after day. The end.